This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 10 years ago today, the second of 2005's Hurricane 1-2 punches hit southwest Louisiana.
Hurricane Rita is aiming at Louisiana. It will impact much of the coastline.
I spoke with Governor Blanco recently about Rita, which arrived less than 1 month after her disastrous predecessor, Katrina. I reminded her of the moment when I told her my daughter, who lived in Lake Charles, didn't want to evacuate. Governor Blanco told me to tell her to, quote, write her name and social security number on her arm in indelible marker so we can identify her body afterwards.
It was unthinkable for me that anyone should even consider staying behind to protect their properties. It just made me so frustrated. I just could not believe it.
Many in southwest Louisiana still refer to Rita as the forgotten storm.
It may not have generated the wall-to-wall television coverage or national media attention of Hurricane Katrina, but its effect was just as real and just as damaging to our state's spirit.
Charles Bustani represents southwest Louisiana in Congress.
Hurricane Rita was the fourth most powerful storm ever formed in the Atlantic, causing an estimated damage of $12 billion. The storm flattened entire communities and displaced thousands of families from their homes.
Now, 10 years later, southwest Louisiana is dealing with a housing shortage again, but not because of disaster. An industrial boom fueled by construction of liquid natural gas terminals is filling up homes and apartments and business cash registers. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.